With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
I think I spoke too soon about Jonathan and the bat signal because he's on the phone. I don't know what's going on with this particular day, but the angry text messages are at an all-time high this morning. Some very upset about the Dropkick Murphy song, which is an annual tradition on their on this show. They don't like it. They can't stand it. They don't want
to. I mean, even if you don't like the Dropkicks, you're kind of missing the point of playing the song. Like, it's a tribute. And what's the song? Like 3.5 minutes?
Oh, tops? It's probably like 5 minutes.
Five minutes out of your day? Yes. Is that going to kill you? It's Memorial Day weekend. I know you have barbecues to get to, but there is actually like a purpose to having Monday off.
Let's see what Jonathan wants. Yes, Jonathan.
Good morning, morning crew.
What's up,
Jonathan?
What's going on, man?
Not much. Just seen the signal in the air. You know, I had to call in.
Yeah. What's your comments on the war on cauliflower started by AOC, Congresswoman AOC?
Well, I don't know where you guys are getting this whole, she said the cauliflower is like racist. I didn't really hear that in what she said, but I think her problem is that usually she has a good idea, but phrasing and how she puts it together is usually not the best way. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's very similar to the president in that. Like his wall thing. I don't agree with it, blah, 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 right? But if he would have put that a different way instead of saying Mexicans and all this other stuff and just said about our security maybe and left all that stuff out, maybe it would have went a different way. I feel like she does the same thing too. Her Green New Deal idea. It's a good idea to get going on some sort of a conversation with that. But, you know, certain like aspects of it, the rollout is just like wrong. Like that whole cow fart thing that you hear, that's not even in there. That was like a memo that one of her staffers wrote and was trying to be sarcastic. And it's just like, dude, don't be sarcastic. Stick to the actual facts.
Yes.
Because people are going to rip you.
So they basically will. What it is, and she said this, it's people who keep getting caught up and focused on the facts part of it. You know, and sometimes the facts don't matter.
I think that there's a lot of people more concerned about being precisely, factually, and semantically correct than about being morally right.
Here's a 781 text. We've discussed this many times. This texter says Greg is way too old for Figawi.
Yeah.
He's like the old guys. He's like the old guys in Pitch Perfect that think they're still young and cool. Yeah.
I mean, you know what, Greg? The only guy older than Greg is the one that you can't see because he's flocked by a bunch of 25-something-year-old, that other chicks, trying to be the next Anna Nicole Smith. Because there's always that one chick who's like, I'll take some old floppy D for some money down the line. I'll make that investment now.
Listen.
I'll just, you know, it's a 70-year-old guy that lives on Nantucket. I guess I'll sleep with him for a few months so he buys me some things.
You're only as old as you feel.
How old do you feel? Because you look like you feel old.
I feel like
you
I'm...
You look like you feel old.
I feel like I'm about 33.
Have you ever seen yourself get out of that chair? Maybe we should get a mirror in here.
I think I'm, you know, I'm like 30. I feel 33. Maybe 31.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got to have fun.
Yeah.
You never know when you're going to get up for the last time, or you might not even get up. You know what I mean? So my advice to you is enjoy it. Moves fast. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Today's weather brought to you by the all-new three-row 2019 Subaru Ascent, and it is going to be cloudy today. There's going to be... There's going to be some showers around, and the temperature. I love the people who text this show. They are extraordinarily witty. The high is going to be 71 today, and it is 56 right now. Here's a 617 text that says, "Greg, you do you, Daddy."
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
You do you.
Excellent.
You do you. This is Deanna. Hello, Deanna.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Good. How are you? What's going on?
Good. I'm the blanket lady.
Oh, the memorial, like the veteran blanket lady.
Yes, I'm the blanket lady.
Hello.
And, I have the opportunity tomorrow to meet 16 vets in wheelchairs at the St. Patrick's Manor in Framingham.
Yes.
And present them with some blankets and just talk with them and thank them for their service. They do so much for us.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I'll tell you what's very moving is the 37,000 flags that were placed on Boston Common.
Yeah, that's an amazing sight.
Yesterday, I think, was when they finished, and it's amazing to see.
Yeah.
If you're looking for something to do this weekend, go do that.
Because, oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. Thank you for what you do, too. All right. We're going to get to the sports in a moment. This texter is correct, 781 texter, which says, Greg, your age wouldn't be a problem if you had a yacht. Yeah, you're right about that.
Nothing would be a problem.
The yacht is the FU of the FU monies. You got guys who have a Ferrari, okay?
Yes.
That's at one level.
Yeah.
Then you got the guy who has the jet service card, okay?
Yeah.
Next level. Then you got the guy who has the jet. Okay. Then you've got the guy who has the yacht.
Yep.
That is complete utter FU money. That's Bezos level FU money, the yacht, because it's so expensive. It's just, you got to have the staff.
Right.
Yep.
You got to keep the thing in the south of France during the off months with the weather.
Yeah, crew. Yeah, captain.
Correct.
And, you know, I see where Bezos and Musk are going now with the rockets.
Correct.
It's not about
next level
space exploration.
It. Yes,
it's about next level leveling it. Yes.
Yes.
Holy man.
Yeah.
Obscure yacht reference from Wolf of Wall Street. Get the F off my boat.
Yes. Great movie, by the way.
Fantastic.
Fantastic
movie.
Has Leonardo DiCaprio ever done a bad movie? Oh, wait, we already
did. Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
I can't believe he didn't win an Oscar for so long.
All right. You said there was something that you wanted to talk about before we got to sports this morning, Danielle?
The video from the crazy camper chase that was caught live in California. Did you watch any of that?
What do you mean the video?
The
live thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff online about it.
I did see some. There was some woman who stole like an RV. Is that what happened?
Yeah, she stole an RV. Her name is Julie Ann Rainbird. She's 52. And she stole the RV in Downey, California. And happened 7 p.m. the other night. Police tried to pull her over. She starts driving recklessly, weaving in and out of traffic. She hit at least 6 cars. And one of the worst parts about it is she's got 2 dogs in her lap in the RV as she's driving like a lunatic. And one of her dogs leapt out of the broken front window and tumbled across the road. It looks like the dog's okay, I think. The other one tried to jump out a few different times, but was unsuccessful. Just absolutely crazy scene. So they finally were able to detain her. The owner of the RV that was stolen said not only was the RV stolen, but her identity was stolen as well and used to purchase a motorcycle. So they're looking into details to see if the woman who stole the RV was the same one that was involved with that. The thing was just completely falling apart as it was driving down the road, and the thief eventually lost control of it and was taken into custody at the end.
We have some audio from the actual coverage of the chase.
She's just slamming into everything in her way. Slamming into every pole, every tree, every vehicle in her way. Oh, no! The dog is running away. The dog is okay.
Jeez.
We don't really do the live chases on television like they do in California. Why is that? It's because we don't have as many?
I don't think we have as many.
Oh, we don't have as many.
The last one I remember was down in, it was around Needham, and the guy was going the wrong way on 128 for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
And pulled into an apartment complex.
I think our highways aren't wide enough either.
No,
you get the freeways that are like 8 lanes on either side. Obscure reference, Anchorman 2.
Right.
That's his strategy, is to go to the live police chase and they get all the ratings.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Here's a 617 text. Jet comes before yacht. Yes. Yacht's like 300 million.
Yeah. That's a whole crew.
I mean,
like
Bill Zarian doesn't even have a yacht.
When you say yacht, you mean one with a helipad, right?
Oh, good. Well, that's the next level on that one. So you
oh,
got.
Oh, okay. So you got there's jet, two levels of yacht.
You've got Ferrari, uh-huh. Then you've got jet card, jet service card. Then you've got actual jet. Then you've got yacht. Then you've got yacht with heliport.
Okay.
And that guy is the ultimate FU money guy. Yes.
There are two levels of Ferrari, by the way. There's the first level. Where you actually take it out on a highway and use it for its intended performance. And there's the sub-level where you're an older gentleman that maybe lives in a small North Shore water town mm-hmm. That feels the need to drive said vehicle up and down the street 50 times in a row at a whopping 26 miles per hour. That's fun. Why don't you take that thing and open it up on like 495, guy?
In like Newburyport.
Right. Why don't you take it out on the portion of the pike that has the speed limit reduced when it's snowing? Do us all a favor, you guy in the blue expensive sports car that lives on my street.
Are you speaking specifically of somebody?
Oh, yes.
I'm surprised you haven't scoped that guy out as a potential suitor.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's married. Every day. 10 minutes later. I'm like, guy, just go to the highway.
I'm wrong. Texter says that Bill Zarian has a yacht. I don't think he does. I mean, he's never on it in his Insta stories, but maybe he does. I don't know.
Compared to the rest of the stuff he posts, that's not interesting.
What, the yacht?
Yeah. Him being on a yacht with a bunch of hot chicks is not interesting. He's right. Next level. He's out in the middle of the desert
right.
in like Abu Dhabi or somewhere in some ATV. With chicks in bikinis who act like they're really psyched to be there in full hair and makeup in 117-degree weather.
Correction.
Yes.
Custom logoed bikinis. Yes. I love how he gives his custom Dan Bilzerian logoed bikinis that they can lounge around the house in.
Well, you got a brand, you know? Come on now.
I think he does have a yacht. Looks like he does have a yacht.
You mean his dad does?
Yes.
He's one who woke up on third and thinks he hit a triple.
Yeah.
But
he made that poker money, didn't he?
I think he did. And he also, I believe, does some marijuana stuff.
Ignite.
I think he's got a business. Mm-hmm. What?
Ignite.
Mm-hmm. Does the yacht include the hydrofoil?
Well, I mean, if you have a... you mean one of the boats that comes out of the side with the guns, the mounted guns on it?
No. Is that what you're talking about? Floats like on top of the water, above the water. Yes.
Let's see. Here's a 617 text that says, next level when your home has a runway like Travolta. Well, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Of course.
He lands 747s there? Because he likes to fly the big planes.
Yeah. Hopefully at the right airport.
This is embarrassing. I don't know if I should say it. 774 text. Dan Bilzerian's yacht is leased. It's a lease.
What?
Oh my god.
I hope he doesn't go over his nautical miles on
He's
that lease.
Done.
Oh, that was well done. That was very well done. I appreciate that. Yes.
Here's a 978 text that says Bilzerian scored on a passed ball and he thinks he homered.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep. Let's see. Here's a text that says, to own a yacht proper, there's so much overhead that you have to be ridiculously filthy rich. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's what we're saying. It's much easier and cheaper for the somewhat rich to just lease or rent as you go.
Not if you're Beyonce and Jay-Z. Live on that thing.
All right, it's 9:22 and we should get to this.
And now, Danielle.
Nice girls do not touch their genitals.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
Well, it went a whopping 4.5 hours and 13 innings, but the Red Sox were able to pull out a win 6-5 last night against the Blue Jays in Toronto.
And he swings and hits one high to left field. Benintendi going toward the line. He is there. He makes the catch in fair ground, and the Red Sox have won it. The Red Sox beat the Toronto Blue Jays in 13 innings, 6-5.
That was a Michael Chavis homer. Mookie Betts and Rowdy Tellez traded homers in the 12th, and Rafael Devers also homered for Boston. J.D. Martinez was kept out of the lineup with a sore back. Sox and Blue Jays wrap up their four-game series with a matinee today at Rogers Center. Ryan Weber will be on the mound for Boston and Clayton Richard for Toronto. The Sox are 26 and 23, 5.5 back in the AL East. Red Sox did announce, by the way, this morning that they're going to move the start of the Wednesday, May 29th game against the Indians to 6:10 from 7:10 so that y'all can watch game two of the Stanley Cup final. So they're also going to be showing updates and video highlights of the Bruins game between innings. And the gates will open at 4:40. So if you're ticket holder for that, be aware of that schedule change. The Bruins enjoying a little downtime now, of course, before the start of the Stanley Cup final. On Monday, they'll host the Blues here. Boston swept Carolina in the East Finals. They've won seven straight overall, and St. Louis beat San Jose in six games in the West. Bruins head coach Bruce Cassidy said that this St. Louis Blues-Boston Bruins matchup reminds him of something significant from his childhood. Of course, the famous Beor flying goal photo from, I believe, May 10th, 1970, Game 4 of that series against St. Louis. And this was something that Bruce remembers seeing in the paper when he was a young paper boy in Ottawa.
I used to deliver the paper when I was a kid, and I cut it out and it was on my wall. It was probably, by the time I took it down, I'm going to guess it was what, yellow? Isn't that the newspaper color goes? So there it was. And I had the hockey card, too. We had all those. It was when we had all the trophies behind them. I think there was like five of them or four of them. So those, that was what was on my wall. And maybe a Farrah Fawcett poster. Maybe.
Yeah, if Coach is listening, he's welcome to come to my house and see what's hanging on the wall in my bedroom.
Oh, my God. I mean, you're obsessed with the man.
Hey.
He's probably taken.
I'm sure he is.
I mean, you said earlier he was a DILF.
Yeah.
Which
you comment about Amrata all the time. She's taken.
I can't believe.
We can't appreciate an attractive man? What kind of double standard nonsense is this?
What is it that you like about him?
He's just a good looking dude.
Just a handsome fellow?
Yeah. Wears a suit nicely behind the bench. I appreciate that.
You like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So that is your NHL wrap-up. When we turn to the NBA, Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals tips off tonight as the Bucks host the Raptors in Milwaukee. That series tied at 2 wins apiece. Home team winning all 4 games thus far. Game 6 will be back in Toronto on Saturday, and the series winner will face off against Golden State in the NBA Finals. Celtics guard Marcus Smart has been announced to be on the NBA's all-defensive first team. He's joined by Eric Bledsoe, Paul George, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Rudy Gobert. This is the first career selection for Marcus Smart. I'm Danielle, and that's a WAF Sports Minute.
All right. And I like the fact Bob Swoop Sweeney mentioned this yesterday on our show, but I like the fact that the Bruins will be holding an inter-squad scrimmage tonight, mm-hmm. which is open to the public.
Nice.
And so people were whining about the fact yesterday on social media that the Bruins were charging for this. Without paying attention that they're doing a fundraiser for the Bruins Foundation.
Right. Yeah.
So people were like moaning, as they always do, right. whining about the fact that the Bruins are charging for this inter-squad scrimmage tonight. But I think it's awesome. I mean, you would never, in the past, you'd never get to see the Bruins days before the right. Stanley mm-hmm. Cup Finals began.
Yeah.
Scrimmaging and the public would be allowed in. I think it's awesome.
You know what that is? Failure to click the link. That's what I'm calling anything along these lines when people don't bother to read past the headline in anything. Yeah. So if you don't bother to take 5 seconds to do a little research, you're not clicking the link, so to speak.
Well, they're doing it at the Garden tonight, and it's open to the public. It's $20 admission, and the proceeds go to the Bruins Charitable Foundation. And then, of course, I saw people whining, well, it's net proceeds. So Jeremy Jacobs is going to be collecting money for popcorn and beer. Yes, the man owns a business.
You still have to pay people to serve it, right? It's
yes,
a business,
yes,
people.
He has a business, and he is a... by the way...
Why do we expect everything for free?
How about thanks for the fact that you have put the money into this team and into the management that has delivered a Stanley Cup final to the city? I mean, yes... Jeremy Jacobs is very wealthy. He's done very well for himself. But, I mean, it's not like he's going to open the thing up for free. Everybody has to be paid. The food costs money. Everything, I mean, that's...
When you have your barbecue, I'm going to come over every single time.
Yes,
and I'm not giving you any money.
Yeah. No, so I think it's a really cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I will remind you that there is a Bruins raffle underway. You can go to BruinsRaffles.org. That's BruinsRaffles.org. And take a shot at tickets for game one on Monday night. The proceeds of the raffle go not to concessions or anything like that. They go to the Greg Hill Foundation and to the Boston Bruins Charitable Foundation. And those tickets are luxury suite tickets for Monday night. So
nice.
Take as many chances as you can. Go to BruinsRaffles.org, and we'll be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, my gosh, I feel like there are countless things that we need to cram into the remaining waning moments of this program, because it's been a very busy show today.
Yes.
Very, very busy. And the final show for some of us before the Memorial Day weekend. Mr. Shu will be here tomorrow morning.
The All Disc Golf Rush morning show.
Oh, I was going to ask if you were going to do the nerd report at the top of every single hour tomorrow.
The whole
morning.
Thing. As all 4 hours, just one giant nerd report. Yep.
All right. Well, hope everybody has a great weekend, but we got lots to do before we go here. The weather is brought to you by Weston Nurseries, and it's going to be cloudy today, some rain around. Temperature is going to be 71. Right now it is 56 here in Brighton. And Weston Nurseries carries trees and shrubs and flowers, no cauliflower, along with hardscape and lawn care products. Their experts will make your yard the envy of all your neighbors. They are located conveniently in Hopkinton and Chemsford, and they're open every day. WestonNurseries.com. We got to get to this.
And now, the Hillman Morning Show presents Mantown in Crisis.
Uh-oh. What's the crisis this morning, Danielle?
In Galveston, Texas, they want the Go Topless celebration to end.
No, never. Over, they can pry the discarded bikini top from my cold, bare hands.
Uh-huh.
Why do they want to cancel the Go Topless celebration?
Well, it's dangerous.
Oh.
Jeep owners will get this. A lot of Jeep owners get together and they take their tops off.
Uh-huh.
And they roll around on the beach.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, it's kind of turned into a demolition derby.
And there's
some drinking involved.
Oh, there is.
So there have been some incidents. The police this year responded to what they called nonstop calls, so the polar opposite of Sto-5-0, for incidents on Crystal Beach, including public intoxication, DUI, and vehicle burglary. They arrested more than 100 people between Thursday to Sunday.
Yeah.
People got into fist fights.
Of course they did.
People were seen falling out of vehicles, hitting their heads.
Yeah.
Six people were hospitalized.
Uh-huh.
They said so far almost 12,000 people have signed a petition to end the Go Topless event.
No, I won't stand for it. I'm sure there are some who go topless during the Go Topless
no.
event.
Oh, you
which
won't.
Is, no,
you know
that's
it.
That's another issue.
You know it. Now, residents have been getting fed up with this for some time, especially because of what people are doing in their yards and in the other areas. This is one Galveston resident.
If you weren't at your property this weekend, they were driving through your yard and using the restroom underneath your property. I mean, it was horrible.
Wait a second. Did you say Galveston?
I did.
Is that Galveston, Texas?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to check for a moment. The late, great Glenn Campbell.
Oh.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston.
Galveston.
Galveston, oh Galveston. I still hear your sea waves crashing. While I watch the cannons flashing.
Not his greatest song. His greatest song is I would offer is Rhinestone Cowboy. But,
but she was topless when I left Galveston.
Oh, God.
And Wichita lineman is pretty good, too.
Yeah, that's good.
True. Very true.
Pretty Wichita good, lineman used in Ozark.
Yes.
Was just a moment.
That's right.
Wait a minute. Remind me. When was
that's
that?
That's when Darlene and, oh, God.
Spoiler.
What was her husband's name?
Mr. Snell.
Mr. Snell. She kills Mr. Snell in the woods.
Yeah. Well,
starts when they meet at the diner and they're playing that. And then at the end of the show when she kills him, they're playing it again. It's so sad, but it creates such a great mood.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Mr. Snell kind of knew it, too. You know
oh, yeah.
I mean? I
mean, he had the knife ready.
Yeah. I know.
And then the coffee kicked in.
All right.
That's a bitch.
Anything else you want to talk about before we get to the actual news?
Yes. You know how I have no patience for people that don't pay attention when they drive and do stupid things.
Yes.
And just are not aware of their surroundings. I was reading a thing about this woman, and I'm so glad that I don't live in North Carolina. She has, like... She's been in 31 car crashes since 2000.
Oh.
31 in the last 19 years. Okay.
What are they like calling her, the worst driver?
She's a folk legend.
Worst driver ever.
Legend.
Like everybody knows her?
Everyone knows her because she has a vanity plate.
Oh.
Stay humble.
Oh, stay humble.
UMBL.
Okay.
She'll do stuff like randomly put her hazards on. She'll block drivers for no reason so they can't get out of driveways or change lanes. Huh. And she actually actively tries to cause accidents. The woman's a lunatic and should not have a license at all. She got into an altercation with a school bus driver last month where she pulled in front of the bus and brake checked the bus. It was a 2-lane road. So she blocks the bus. The bus has to stop. So the bus driver... took out her phone to record the incident because the woman got out and starts yelling at her. And we actually grabbed some audio from the bus driver so you can hear what a lunatic this other woman is.
She's erratic. She's run people off the road with their children in the car. When I was leaving the school, I had a driver come from behind my bus, fly into the oncoming traffic lane, swerve back in front of my bus, and start tapping on brakes. And she got out of the car and just stood there, recording me with her cell phone like I was in the wrong. I don't see how she still has her license. I feel like her license should be snatched. I mean, indefinitely.
Yeah.
Thoughts on the brake check?
It's a douche move just because.
Well, isn't tailgating the.
Yeah.
Tailgating is
that's,
douchey.
That's,
yes.
That's the OG douche mood.
Yes.
That's the original. That's the original sin.
Yeah.
Is the tailgating.
Unfortunately, you now, as the front person in this scenario, cannot reliably predict how the driver behind you is going to respond in the brake check situation. So, A, you risk being rear-ended, and B, you risk a massive accident being caused. Because if they don't know how to handle a brake check the right way, the people behind them are going to suffer. Normally, if it's just the two of you, I'd be like, yeah, sure, give them the brake check. But you're always going to run the risk that the person tailgating you is on their phone texting and isn't going to see the brake check and not take it as a warning. Mm. I prefer the much more subtle method of the extended windshield wiper spray.
Oh.
If someone's tailgating me, you just hold the lever back until they get frustrated with having to clean their own windshield.
I feel like it's like a double reverse. I think it's fine. I think the brake check is.
Yeah, if they're riding you.
I think it's acceptable. I mean,
plus, I don't know if I should be saying this on the air, but I welcome anyone hitting my car.
Right?
Yeah, of course
totally,
you do.
Please.
You want to total my car?
Yes, yeah.
Well, I think the brake lights are frequently going out when it comes to Barbara, aren't they?
I believe I have one out right now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, good call.
Tail light out.
I gotta change that today.
Oh, I hope. Some kind of a sheriff doesn't.
A sheriff
wrap his, doesn't.
Where do we live? Wyoming.
I hope he doesn't wrap his flashlight into your taillight
right?
And then give you then give you a ticket for having a taillight out.
A la Porky's. That's,
yes.
Broken now.
All right, let's get to the news because there's a lot to cover before the show ends. And the news at 9:46 is brought to you by
Floor & Decor. Start your Memorial Day flooring project now and head to Floor & Decor for your tile, wood, stone, and installation materials. Nobody beats our selection and nobody beats our prices. Brought to you also this hour by Subaru of New England, featuring symmetrical all-wheel drive with seating for up to 8 passengers. The all-new 3-row 2019 Subaru Ascent is built to accompany you on your springtime experience. excursions. You can find a Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Celebrity chef Mario Batali is going to be facing criminal charges right here in Boston.
What?
We talked about this story previously when the allegations came out. There was a woman who had met him in a restaurant in Boston in 2017.
And what restaurant?
Was it Town? Let me double check on that. I think it was Town, if I remember correctly, over by the Heinz. But let me double check on that. So Batali noticed that the woman was taking a photo of him. So he walks over to her and offers to take a selfie of the two of them together. The woman alleges that he then grabbed her chest, forcibly kissed her face, and touched her groin, all without consent.
Oh, my goodness.
So she, there was a civil lawsuit filed against him back in August. Now this is an actual criminal complaint.
Okay.
So he's going to have to be, they'll do a little bit further investigation on that.
Okay. What else?
Hang on. Let's see here. Quentin Tarantino got a little feisty with a female reporter from the New York Times because she asked about Margot Robbie having limited lines in his latest film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Did you see, and we'll get to the story, but did you see that they showed that film for the first time at the Cannes Film Festival? It's pronounced Cannes.
Is it Cannes?
Cannes.
You rube.
Cannes.
And that it received a 6-minute standing ovation from the critics.
Oh my God.
And that never happens.
I haven't seen that since Endgame.
So theoretically this may be a gigantic hit that is on the way for Quentin Tarantino. But so the reporter was basically saying that he was sexist because Margot Robbie didn't have enough lines in the movie.
Yeah.
And then he got upset?
Yep.
We have audio.
We do.
Okay, all right.
Quentin, you have put Margot Robbie, a very talented actress, actor, in your film. She was in Leonardo in Wolf of Wall Street, I, Tonya. This is a, you know, person with a great deal of acting talent, and yet you haven't really given her many lines in the movie. And I wondered, I guess that was a deliberate choice on your part, and I just wanted to know why that was, that we don't hear her actually speaking very much.
Well, I just reject your hypotheses.
Right. Ooh.
Mm. Oh.
That's it.
That's
huh?
a great answer. I mean, you could use that at work. Like if the boss says, hey, slight issue, you've been late for 3 out of the last 7 days. You could say, I reject your hypothesis.
Yes.
But thank you.
Yes.
But that is
not a hypothesis.
Like if the missus says the lawn hasn't been mowed in 3 weeks.
Oh, well, yeah, that'll work.
And Memorial Day weekend is here. Yeah. Why don't you get out there and do it? You could say, I reject your hypotheses. Hmm. But thank you.
Next subject.
I reject your hypotheses.
Next.
Wow.
All right, what else?
So the Gaming Commission here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts has approved a 4 a.m. license for the Encore Boston Harbor Hotel when it comes to the alcohol. Now, I believe you do have to be an active gambler to be able to be served a drink before the 4 a.m. cutoff, but they did grant the approval.
Mayor Walsh is going to have his panties in a bunch, I think.
What the hell is Marty Walsh doing? He's a one-term mayor, that's for damn sure.
Well, we talked about that on this show. I think most people were most people ever in favor of it? I don't remember the Stanley's poll on this.
I think they were. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the common thing at casinos, though, to get the complimentary beverages.
You have to be gambling.
Right.
Yeah, a.k.a. you park yourself in front of a slot machine and pull the handle when somebody walks by.
The nickel slots.
Yeah, exactly.
And then when you see a waitress, you just pump one in there.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then you can drink all night.
Wait.
Oh, am I saying this out loud?
Into where?
Okay, that's enough.
I mean, I get it. There was complaints from the other businesses and complaints from the neighbors, but it's fair. I mean, it's whatever. And they're not... they're not selling that casino to MGM.
No, I think MGM pulled out of talks with Wynn to purchase the casino. Plus, I don't know how they would have handled that with the licensing issue.
Well, they would have to sell the Springfield casino to somebody else or something.
Mm-hmm.
The MGM in Springfield is where this year's WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament is at the end of next month.
Mm. So I can't believe it's already upon us.
Yeah, I'm going to be giving away a foursome on this show.
Nice.
I'm also going to be giving away one or maybe even two cornhole teams next week for the second annual Greg Hill Foundation Cornhole Beach Tournament.
Awesome.
Which is happening in Old Orchard Beach at the Brunswick next Saturday, 1 week from this Saturday. So next week sometime I'll give away a couple teams. And you'll get to do battle with Danielle and her partner.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of their team is, hold on, I think I remember it. What is it called again?
Dude, Where's My Hole?
Right. Okay. All right. Yes. So be listening for that next week, and then be listening probably the week after, and I will give away a foursome for this year's WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament, which is presented by Echo Store. We have great support from all of our partners for the WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament, and it's like the 25th version of it or something mm-hmm. ridiculous like that. There's something I'm having an old man moment. There was something I wanted to mention also.
Oh, gotta write it down, bud.
Write it down.
Yeah, you gotta write it down as soon as it comes into your head.
Well, then I wouldn't be able to read my writing. I'd write it down. I wouldn't know.
You need some kind of cue, like one or two words. Happens to me all the time. You say something to me, it goes in one ear, out the other.
And then I would lose my list. Like,
where's my list?
And then we'd hear this.
Oh, right, where's my list? All right, anything else going on?
I think that was pretty much it. I did see that the Treasury is going to be delaying putting Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill until 2026 after the Trump presidency.
Oh, was that are they going to blame that on him?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
What's the issue there? They have to make the plates or something, or like
it's the whole production of having it and the excuse me.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Do you need the Heimlich?
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Okay. They have some issues. They're trying to enhance, according to Steve Mnuchin, Treasury Secretary, some of the security features that are on a lot of the bills, and they're going to roll it out with the $10 and the $50 bills first before they do the $20. Uh-huh. So they don't want to roll out the new drawing of the $20 bill before they can have the security features ready, and blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah. So you're not going to see it until Trump's out of office.
All right. Highlights of today's show, if you missed anything, can be found on the full show podcast, which you can download anytime at waaf.com. That's waaf.com. You can also get it on the radio.com app. We will, as I mentioned, I will be and Danielle will be taking a day off tomorrow. We will not be together, but I will probably take the opportunity to go Instagram live at several points during the Memorial Day weekend. So follow me on Instagram, Greg Hill 107. I will try to go Instagram live with Andy King from the Fire Festival documentary when he ensures that the water is able to get past customs on Nantucket. So and Shu will be here tomorrow morning. We'll be back on Tuesday. A reminder that if you'd like to win a pair of tickets in a luxury suite for game one of the Stanley Cup final on Monday night, then go to BruinsRaffles.org. That's BruinsRaffles.org. Let me see what else we didn't get to today. I always feel like I leave all these stories that we run out of time on behind. You see the story about the anatomically correct bull in Everett?
Oh, yes.
That they're making the guy remove from his restaurant.
Is this one of those situations? So he paid, what, $5,000 to bring it from Brazil?
Yeah, it's anatomically correct, though.
Yeah. Is this an ask for permission or forgiveness from the town before you invest five grand in this thing?
So, he didn't get a permit, is what they're saying.
Yeah. But it's because of the balls.
It's because of the bull's balls.
We have to castrate the bull.
Right, right. I mean,
have to have a permit for those?
For bull's balls, yeah. Apparently.
Or they really try to milk you on everything.
Apparently, in Everett, people are complaining because this bull statue is anatomically correct. And so people are wildly offended by that. Who wants to be driving down Route 16 and all of a sudden you got a couple giant bull testicles in your face? I mean, who wants to encounter that?
They ever complain about Michelangelo's David?
I don't know.
There I am comparing that to art.
To be fair, the Bulls stuff was much bigger than David's.
Okay. All right.
What do you think of the fact that Moby?
Yes.
Released a shirtless photo of himself and Natalie Portman yesterday because Natalie Portman had been denying that they dated.
Yeah. So, and if you look at that photo, that's why she's doing that.
Oh my God!
Right.
Well, I mean, if you were Natalie Portman, though, wouldn't you deny it?
Yes.
She's a smoke.
Yeah.
And not just because she starred in the greatest film ever, Beautiful Girls, but because she's a pure smoke. She doesn't have to acknowledge that she dated Moby. And can you define dated? Define dated. What was it, like one date?
Twice.
Was it a couple date with their friends who were actually going out? And they were, I mean, I don't know what the...
Is it irony that he released the photo in response to her calling him a creepy old man and then you brought up Beautiful Girls? I'm just asking for me.
That's close. Yeah,
probably. Yeah. All right. And then you know what? I know what I wanted to mention.
What?
Because you brought up the casino.
Yes.
Aoki.
Yeah. Steve.
Is doing the opening of the casino.
Yeah.
And I received from a mole the rider that he requires.
Yes.
It is. You would not believe.
Ridiculous.
You would not believe for a DJ. Now, listen, I get it. The guy is... He's an
international sensation. It's Steve Aoki.
I know. Steve Aoki. He's not an American treasure. He is an international treasure.
Global,
I get
universal
that.
Treasure.
But you would not believe... I mean, I can't even... I'll read it next week.
Okay.
We'll go over everything in honor of the casino opening up. I mean, never mind the fact that you have to have the guy... You have to have him picked up and delivered to and fro... In a specific kind of a Mercedes.
Oh, stop it.
Just stop it, dude.
Yes, you're a DJ.
Yes.
Put it in the van like everybody else and haul it.
Did you see him when he was at the Grand last year?
All right. We shall be back after the holiday. I hope everybody has a safe weekend. Enjoy your time outside or inside or wherever you are. And... we will be back on Tuesday with the results of Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final. So thanks for listening. Up next, it's the WAAF Workday Blitz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.